your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Jim McKinney. Really appreciate Jim's input on this. He is very definitely having been boots on the ground over there for a long period of time, his entire military career. The only thing that I can say is when I want to go to the source, I go to Jim. Jimmy, when this whole thing over between Israel and Hamas started, the Associated Press came out and said and gave examples that there were war crimes, in a sense, being committed by both sides. You want to comment on that?
Well, I think you have to start with the definition of a war crime, and that's basically an action carried out during war that is against international rules or standards. There's no real definition of a war crime that is generally accepted by everybody. Mm-hmm. Only people that sign into certain, like the Geneva Convention or certain treaties. So it's a bit ambiguous and a bit rich for the AP to make that type of a comment, to be the judge and jury on what constitutes a war crime. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I'm going to say about the AP is the AP has been operating out of Gaza for a long period of time. Their building, the Israelis destroyed the building that housed their AP offices, as well as Al Jazeera. When they did that, they gave warning and had everybody exit the building. The reason why the Israelis said that they did it was because they say that there was a Hamas intelligence offices operating out of that building, and that there had been actual video footage of rockets being fired from that building in previous times by Al Jazeera reporters, or at least by foreign reporters or other regional reporters. So the fact that the AP was operating under Hamas, which is an internationally recognized terrorist organization, certainly by the United States, as well as almost all other Western nations, the fact that they would say that there was war crimes being committed and then, you know, going through this effort really shows a questionable sense of judgment on their part. And the fact that they've been removed from their offices and their ability to actually do reporting was controlled by Hamas while they were in those offices makes all of their reporting questionable in my view, because bottom line is they would not be able to operate efficiently without supporting and responding to a very brutal ruling elite, Hamas. So they're basically, their information is compromised, and you can't really trust it.
You know, I think the only comment that I can make is this whole thing is getting so messy right now that it's just, I mean, what's going on in our society right now is absolutely amazing in terms of political correctness. Let me give you an example of that. In my opinion, Tom Clancy's best book was Without Remorse. Patriot Games was also very, very good, but Without Remorse, where he introduced a very interesting character, was a book that I couldn't put down. I tried to watch the politically correct movie Without Remorse last night, and both Kathy and I said, this is silly, we're not going to watch it. We got in for about the first 20 minutes. It bore absolutely no resemblance to the book. The main character in the book, John, played by Michael, little short-term memory lapse here, the basketball player, basically turned it into a politically correct, total misinterpretation of one of Tom Clancy's greatest books. I'm sure that had Mr. Clancy had to give approval for that particular movie in order to use his name, he would have never done it. And I think that is a travesty towards our society, personally, Jimmy. Any comments I know we're getting into things outside of the Middle East here, but it just makes me very sad because I think it's hurting our country.
Well, what you're seeing is this incredible push for political correctness, and you're seeing this very interesting combining of different agendas that are completely inconsistent.
Right.
And it has to do with the Middle East. And here's the example. So what we've got is a number of riots and protests happening very large in New York, in Los Angeles, in Chicago, with people providing support to the Palestinians, Free Palestine, and getting very angry and attacking Jewish people and Jewish protests supporting Israel, attacking and beating Jewish people. Now, here's the dilemma. A lot of the people that are out there being active for the pro-Palestinian efforts are leftists that are associated with Antifa and, of course, BLM movement. And those right. are the people that are being mobilized to act. But they're also very strongly LGBTQ, pro-transgenderism, all these different ideas. Well, in the Middle East, go ahead and try that. You'll be thrown off a building. You'll be thrown off a roof. The ideologies between the left are being driven by two completely different views and then combining to just create havoc in the United States. And it's the fact that people don't see that inconsistency, and even the left doesn't see that inconsistency, is striking to me, the fact that we're allowing it. But most importantly, that the media is continuing to protect these very, like, unbelievably disparate views as, like, one voice, or trying to portray them as the victims. And it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, what they're doing right now, in my opinion, and I kind of didn't want to get into this, but I started, so I'll finish it, and that is, I want everybody who is listening right now to listen to segments 7 and 8 with Reverend Irwin. He wrote a book that he talks about in this particular issue. Basically, what he is saying is everything right now in terms of the left, which, and he draws very, very significant parallels between their philosophy and the philosophy of the Marxists. You got to listen to that. It's absolutely fantastic. Probably the best.
I agree.
Probably the best two segments, Jimmy, that I have ever done. He tells it like it is, because he really doesn't care. And I have to say, I watched some other interviews yesterday of well-known celebrities who are card-carrying Christians, for lack of better terms. One guy who came out in total favor of Christianity and enthusiasm, interestingly enough, was Alice Cooper.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.